Jeremiah chapter 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Hear the words of this covenant. Speak to the men of Yehuda, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, Cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant, which I commanded your forefathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, from away from the iron furnace, by saying, Obey my voice, and do those things according to all which I command you, so will you be my people, and I will be your Elohim, so that I might perform the oath which I have sworn to your forefathers, to give them a land that's flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. And then I answered, and I said, So be it, O Yahweh. Amen. Then Yahweh said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Yehuda, and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant and do them, because I earnestly protested to your forefathers in the day that I brought them out out of the land of Egypt, to this day, rising early and protesting by saying, Obey my voice. And yet they did not obey, nor did they incline their ear, but they walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart. For this reason I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not do them. And Yahweh said to me, A conspiracy is found amongst the men of Yehuda, and amongst the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They've turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they went after other Elohim to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Yehuda have broken my covenant that I made with their forefathers. For this reason, thus says Yahweh, understand, I will bring evil upon them, that they will not be able to escape, and though they will cry to me, I will not listen to them. And then will the cities of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry to the Elohim whom they've offered incense to, but they'll not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities were your Elohim, O Yehuda, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to that shameful thing, altars to burn incense to Baal. For this reason do not pray for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear in the time that they will cry to me for their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house? She has wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from you. When you do evil, then you rejoice. Yahweh called your name a green olive tree, fair, of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For Yahweh of hosts, who planted you, has pronounced evil against you, for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Yehuda, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. And Yahweh has given me knowledge, and I know when you showed me their doings. But I, like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, is what I am like. And I do not know that they had devised devices against me, saying, Let us destroy the tree along with the fruit of it, and let's cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name be no more remembered. But O Yahweh of hosts, who judges righteously, who tries the reins and the heart, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you have I revealed my cause. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of the men of Anathoth, who seek your life, saying, Prophesy not in the name of Yahweh, so that you do not die by our hand. For this reason, thus says Yahweh of hosts, understand, I will punish them. The young men will die by the sword, their sons and their daughters will die by famine. There will be no remnant of them, for I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth in the year of their visitation. End of chapter.